Welcome to the very first episode of Artisans Decoded. On this first episode, I'm speaking to Sylvan Hagen. Listen in.
Hey, Sylvan, how are you?
Hi, Simon, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, thank you. You're welcome.
This is the first one, so you're the guinea pig. Sorry about that.
I hope it's all
that's
right.
That's fine.
Good. What I want to know first of all is how you got into PHP.
Well, it's been a while. So I was super lucky that back in school, regular school, we had this one super nice teacher that already started working on teaching us websites with Adobe GoLive, I think it was at the time. Yeah. And then I don't know if you know, but in Switzerland, it's more you do a lot of apprenticeships instead of going straight to uni. You can, of course, but I chose the route to go through an apprenticeship, which is closely related to a computer science apprenticeship, but not totally. And there we had more in-depth courses on web design, web development, I wanted to have dynamic parts and not repeat myself all over again on each HTML page. So I started looking into PHP, and that was, that was a long time ago. It was in 2004-ish, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
It's about the same time as me, I think. You've seen changes in PHP over the years. It sounds like you've been doing it a long time.
Yes. And I actually, probably many of us in the PHP space, at one point we were at the crossroads thinking about doing something else. But ever since it became clear that there will be no version 6, and we go straight to 7 and all the improvements that came with that, it was a no-brainer to stay, because it sort of seemed like it came at the right time for me, because the language matured and so did probably my skills, going from script kiddie to actually building software.
Great. It sounds so much like my own journey, which is, I love to hear that in many ways.
When did you actually get into Laravel though?
I started using Laravel, I think only in 2020. And back then I was working on a large WordPress multi-site for a uni here in Switzerland. And it was a collaboration with another uni in Cologne. And they were going into a different direction. Also WordPress multi-site as a studying tool, with learning materials. We had to work around plenty of weird issues. We couldn't have shared taxonomies and tags by default across all the different sites, and each individual site was a silo. Same with files. There were no shared file systems available across multiple different sites. So then one of the students that worked with me on the project, he was coming from a Drupal background, but more, he was more a UX guy. He was what if we convinced the head of the study thing at the uni to try and build a simple MVP using Laravel? And that was great. Let's try it. I've always wanted to try it, and this seems like a isolated thing that we can try with we set a budget, we try and build as many of the features we wanted to have, and that's what we did. And it worked. I just talked to him recently, and he's now the head of this project internally at the uni. And it's still running, and they're happy that they chose Laravel.
That's great. First project, and it was a success.
Yes, I think I got lucky there. That's usually not the case.
great. And you presumably you've used Laravel ever since then for a lot of projects.
Exactly, yeah. I still do a bit of WordPress stuff. Cool. Like if people specifically ask for WordPress projects, I'm still a bit involved in the community as well, because I used to co-organize the local Zurich WordPress meetup for almost 10 years. I've since stepped down because I just didn't have like the time and energy to do it. And after 10 years, it's good to pass the torch.
Yeah,
but my main focus since then has been Laravel. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So what are you doing for work right now?
Right now, I'm working on one larger WordPress site for a big foundation in Geneva. They specifically asked for WordPress because they have a very dated WordPress site. And that's going well. It's going to take some time to migrate all the content to like the new editor thing. Yeah. But other than that, I'm focusing on a SaaS application that I started building with a partner in at the beginning of 2023. It's still in like semi-stealth mode. We already got like 20 paying customers, wow. But it's still running on a subdomain on my test. Wow. And it still has the boilerplate logo from, I think, what was it, Jetstream Teams? To scaffold things.
I love that. No,
yes, it's great, and people don't mind.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
And they don't have to know, like the users are like mostly online marketing focused people. They probably don't even know what technology we're using. Oh, so.
Interesting. Dropping some little hints there at what this is about. Well, that'll be interesting to see that project come out from you. What about, I mean, I know, but you can tell everybody else, other side projects and things that you've got on the go.
Well, there wasn't now, like, probably talking about Laravel, one of the most important projects in terms of my learning curve is a now defunct project that I built as a side project with two friends in the crypto space. Mm. We like tried and like collect as much data on NFTs in Solana, I think it was. And of course, like most of these projects, they now died. But what I learned there was like how to actually process a lot of background data and talking to APIs using Laravel. So I fell in love with the queue system and like Redis. And at like one point we were actually doing, I think it was close to 60,000 background jobs an hour on like a single Hetzner cloud server.
Yeah.
But hey, it worked.
Excellent. Yeah, that sounds good.
That was really impressive. And I learned a lot there.
Yeah.
The front end was very minimal, but it got me into Livewire, so that was also pretty cool.
And that led to
that led to more Livewire projects, and also like my current side project, Wire in the Wild, where I'm trying to collect as many Livewire and now Filament projects that are actually running out there.
That's cool. Yeah. How many have you got at the moment on there?
It's almost at 200. I hope to get to 200 by the end of March, but I missed that because I just didn't have time to like actually incentivize people to add more. But I still have a backlog that I can add to from time to time. Currently, I'm trying to add a new feature so people can actually add creators off the project and not just the person who added the project.
That's cool. And at that point, I think it's worth mentioning that Sylvan sponsors Larader through Wire in the Wild. So thank you very much for that. You've done that from the very beginning, like even before I relaunched the site. So thanks for your continued support. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to programming in general. I mean, I can tell that you're still an active developer. I know that you've got a Laravel profile. Do you actually enjoy programming there?
Yes. I thought for a long time that, like, getting close to 40, I should move on into more managerial things to do. But actually, after some time away, I did a sabbatical and I focused on another project, like a hands-on project for a while. I always got back to programming. I really, really enjoy building stuff. It's like, it's such a joy to like have an idea in your head and go there building it and failing, refactoring, and seeing what you can actually do. And that's probably a very important thing in my journey with Laravel. It was like the first time that I felt like very liberated in coding for a long, long time. That like, hey, I can actually build fairly complex things with all the stuff that's already out there and not having like a classic computer science degree or something.
Yeah. That goes back to one of the things that I've seen sort of quoted that the creator of Laravel has said, perhaps on more than one occasion, that his kind of intention for it was to enable the solo developer to kind of build apps on their own, very rich applications. I think that's worked out to be true, proven true in many, many cases. So, yeah,
absolutely.
You're just another example of that.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, what about outside of programming? Tell us what you really enjoy that kind of keeps you happy and refreshed.
I it's actually quite boring. I read a lot. And I love to spend time with my fiance and friends as much as possible. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm probably quite a boring person at that, but I just enjoy downtime as well, and my crazy days partying and stuff are definitely behind me.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
No, that's good. And you said fiance, are you getting married soon?
Oh,
congratulations.
Yes. We've been engaged for a while, thanks. And then during right before COVID started, we actually had eight and wanted to throw a big party and then had to reschedule like twice. And then we just were like, let's postpone this until like whenever. And now we plan on getting married this year, just like very small, and then probably going to throw a party like in 1 or 2 years' time.
Doing
something very big.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Congrats.
I hope it all goes to plan this time.
Yes.
No global pandemics in 2024, please.
Please not. Not again.
Cool. That's really nice. Thanks for sharing that. Finally, as I said, you have got a profile as well on Laravel.
Yes.
What do you think about the site? Is there anything that could make it better for you to kind of find? I don't actually know. Are you looking for work through it, or are you just looking to meet people?
At first I was like maybe looking for a bit of work because I have like some time left, but now I don't. And now I actually got a few interactions. I think like twice I've been asked to like if I had some time to help with the Lightwire project.
Nice.
But I sadly did not, but they were very understanding. And now I really like to have my profile there because maybe later this year I'll start hiring again for like a small team. And because I really enjoy working with having the remote kind of thing and having like a huge talent pool, I really, really like that you are building the site out. I think things. One feature that I thought of, but it's probably not the right place, is that like people could add links to stuff they built or shared in a more easy way that would also like show up in a feed eventually. It's not like you should build out a full-fledged blog feature like dev dot what is the community, but more like so people see who's like actively sharing stuff and getting a more in-depth view on a person or profile, maybe, I don't know.
That's really a really good one. I've had a similar thought. I think particularly, you know, I have one challenge with a lot of people don't share sort of a personal portfolio website link. They don't have one, or, you know, if, even if they do, sometimes there's not like really that interesting stuff on there for them to show off.
Yeah.
You know, like an ideal is they have a blog and they write about Laravel, or they've got some projects that they have listed off, you know, and they show off there that are built in Laravel. But something like that, I think maybe could be beneficial on the platform. Yeah, it's a good idea. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
Cool. Well, it was really great chatting to you, Silvan.
Yeah, likewise.
And thanks for giving us the time. It was good to meet you.
So, thank you. Good to meet you too, Simon. I'm excited to see who you interview next.
Yeah, I'll let you know. You keep watching and you'll find out. Cool. Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks.
Wow, I really enjoyed that. I hope you did too, and you're looking forward to the next one. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts so you can catch the next episode when it comes out. This episode of Artisans Decoded was sponsored by Larader.com, where the Laravel developers are.